VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, hi there. Welcome to Crosstalk. I'm Ingrid Schleter, and we are glad you joined us today for the program. I'm not going to waste any time today because I have a lot to talk about. This past Thursday, Tom and I, it's my husband Tom, went down to Tinley Park, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. It's roughly 25 minutes when the traffic's running well from downtown Chicago. And we went down there to a conference called Inspiring Excellence. This was a conference we talked about, I have talked about in the past. This is a conference of Word of Faith teachers. Now, we did a program on Word of Faith teachers recently on Crosstalk. We discussed, in fact, let me back up. I'm going to reverse that. It wasn't Crosstalk. It was a Slice podcast where I interviewed Jewel Grew of Discernment Ministries, where we were talking about what the Word of Faith teachers actually are teaching. What are they teaching about Christ? What are they teaching about the nature of man and sin and salvation and God's plan for us? And so we talked about this on a recent podcast. If you're interested, just go to sliceoflaodicea.com and type in the word Slicecast. It'll take you to a page where we do some podcasting on various issues. We did a program on this, and we talked about these teachings of people actually believing they can speak things into existence, people who believe that Adam was, in fact, the first was actually an incarnation of God himself in the Garden of Eden. Teachers like Kenneth Copeland teach that, in fact. So anyway, we heard about this conference, and the reason that our interest was piqued was because we've learned that a good friend in the Lord, Ray Comfort, was speaking at this conference. We were tremendously concerned. Ray has a heart for evangelism. He has a heart to share the gospel. And he felt that it was okay to go to this conference because his message was not one of prosperity, health, wealth, etc. His message was one of salvation through Christ alone. And so we took some exception to that here at Crosstalk, mainly not because we were enemies of Ray or not because we're out to attack anyone, but because we were concerned about the legitimizing of those who are teaching things that are contrary to the Bible, and not only contrary to the Bible, but things that are victimizing people, that are actually hurting the poor, the people who are believing these Word of Faith hucksters that get on and say, hey, you know, if you give me this much money, God's going to do this and such, thus and such in your life. So we decided to go hear for ourselves what those who would be at this conference, who would be hearing not only Ray Comfort, who spoke on Tuesday night and Tuesday morning, but who would be hearing men like John Avanzini, who would be hearing men like Mike Murdoch and Rod Parsley, and also Rob Thompson, who was the pastor of the church where this was held. It was held at Family Harvest Church in Tinley Park, and the pastor is Pastor Rob Thompson. Now, these men, if you do any even a modicum of research, all agree that God wants us to be rich and prosperous. This is their entire message summed up, that God wants us. He's made plans for our prosperity, that prosperity includes money, and that if we follow certain principles and do what they say, God is going to bless us financially. And this would explain the lavish lifestyles of the speakers that were at this conference last week. These lifestyles have been objectively documented, unfortunately, oftentimes by the world, not by fellow Christians. I give as an example the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, which has run a number of articles on one of the speakers last week by the name of Mike Murdoch. Murdoch has been around a long time. He sort of appeared on the scene back during the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker days. He was on PTL a number of times, but he's now, 50-some years old, in his late 50s, but he has a lavish lifestyle. The newspaper documented his Rolex watches, expensive sports cars, exotic animals, and so forth. I want to get back to my point, my primary point here as to why we were there. We went down there to hear what these men had to say. We went on a Thursday night, had intended to stay to Friday evening. However, we found out Ray Comfort had already spoken, and so we got copies of his messages and sat down to listen to John Avanzini of Avanzini Ministries. It was an eye-opening evening. The evening began with approximately 35 to 40 minutes of what they called praise and worship. The assemblage was rocking off the ground, as you can imagine. After the praise and worship ended, they segued into the next phase of it by a sudden turning on of the lights, because these churches look like clubs with the colored gel lights and all of these various things designed to create moods or whatever. The lights suddenly flew on, and from the ceiling were enormous balloons, the size of which I've never seen before. In fact, one hit me in the head, and it was a rather of a jolt, to be honest with you. I got bounced on the head in a Word of Faith church by a balloon. And as the balloons came flying down from the ceiling, hitting people on the head, the screens at either side of the church began to flash while heavy metal music played very loudly. And the screens began to flash the word increase, 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 increase. And the ushers began to throw what appeared to be play money at us. And so the kids and the adults started getting up out of the aisle and scrambling to pick up this toy money. It turned out to be fake million-dollar bills that were actually these tracks by Ray Comfort. You may have seen these tracks. But in any event, everyone was treating it as though it was money. And the message of this was, hey, we're going to learn how to have increase in our lives by this message tonight. So we began to listen then as the pastor introduced John Avanzini. I want to first of all say that one of the key things you'll see with false teachers and false prophets is immediate flattery. They come out, they are flatterers. They're not only flatterers, but they are jokesters in the pulpit. Humor and laughing plays a huge part in these presentations. We'll talk more about that latter part in just a moment. But I want to give you an indication of his opening statement. This was his opening message to the audience this night. He thought we looked really beautiful. So I'm going to play John Avanzini's opener.
My. Let me look at you. Oh, hallelujah. The half has not been told about the beauty of those that make up the house of God.
As we're going to find out, that what he really finds beautiful is the use of credit cards owned by these people that make up the house of God. That's not sarcasm. That is, in fact, a statement of fact. So we're going to also move on. I said that they're jokesters, and jokes played a big part the evening. The jokes did not end until the invitation, what I call the credit card invitation. That's a literal description of what happened. Here's just a little sampler of some of the humor that he threw out repeatedly.
Wives purr! Well, Hazel snores. I said, oh, geez, what a good sex life you're having, son. You got a snorter.
Yeah, this is just a little indication. My apologies for that kind of talk. However, this was typical during the course of the evening. At one point, he described his daughter-in-law as a fox. I'm just going to stop there. But it gives you an indication. You have jokesters in the pulpit. There tends to be a fleshly reference to eating, reference to sex, reference to anything that has to do with appetite. And again, we'll hear more about this later. I want to talk. What he did was he began talking about the economy and how things are becoming perilous. He somewhat contradicted himself. It was kind of a strange set of things. He'd, on the one hand, talk about how bad things were getting, and then he'd say, yeah, but things were bad in my day, too. And he would kind of reminisce about some of the bad times of the past. However, the pretext of his message was that things are bad, and you're going to need something to get you through it. And so he said that in his message he was going to give us all two things that were going to get us through the perilous times that were coming. The first thing he gave us was a list. He handed out cards. This was printed on cardstock. 7 points. These were called seven anchors for perilous times. One of the things we need to know about these kind of false teachers is that they would not be able to share their message without a liberal dose of truth, or what appears to be truth, sprinkled in. It is impossible to sway an audience by coming up into the microphone and saying, you know what, I like money, I want to make money, my ministry needs money, and therefore I'm going to ask you to donate to me because I'm in the market for a new Rolex. What you have to do is you have to convince these people by the use of scripture, by the use of some elements of biblical truth, in order to convince them that you're okay.